there is a system to success. And today we are going to teach that system of success, because system and success are mutually reconciled, because success is a system. We often think of success that it comes from finding the right goal or habit or having some breakthrough. But as our previous speakers have proven, Scott Simon and TM, sustainable success is created when multiple behaviors work together consistently, persistently, in alignment with what we want or better. What we want or better. And I've seen it as in sports, when I ran the most notable sports agency and worked with Warren Moon for 20 years on Sports One Marketing, with all the champions that we worked with, that championships aren't won only on game day. They are built through all the non-negotiable behaviors, sleep and training and devotion and discipline, emotional control, teamwork, learning, persistence and consistency, and technical skills and knowledge. And these same principles apply to our businesses, our relationships, and especially our lives. Our objective is what gives us our direction. Our system creates the probability of achieving it. The system creates acceleration. It creates aggregation, and it creates exponentiality in outcomes. If you'd like the guide and replay for today, once again, email me, david@themeltzer.com. The first lesson of success is a system is we need to start with our what. We got to start with what we want in our divine direction and align the meaning of the past with that one direction. When everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. When you don't know your what, when you don't have a divine direction, when you don't have a definiteness of purpose, you don't know what's important, and then you just fall to circumstance and the urgency that it creates. A clear primary trajectory allows us to direct the time, energy, attention, and intention towards what matters most. But it also allows us to elevate our awareness to what's interfering with that divine direction as well. When we know what we want personally, experientially, giving-wise, receiving-wise, when we pay attention and give intention by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in that divine direction, it will equal the coincidence, the coinciding of the universe in our divine direction. So instead of trying to simultaneously grow revenue, launch 3 new products, expand your network, build your brand, build your team, build your systems, we need to identify the divine direction that deserves the greatest attention personally, experientially, giving-wise, and receiving-wise. And when we give that attention and intention, those coincidences will occur, or better. This divine direction allows us to have the right doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing that gives us the right perspective. The right perspective gives us the right values. The right values gives us the right meaning. The right meaning gives us the right intention. The right intention gives us the better result than we could even imagine. This system of knowing your what first will allow you to progress without perfection, will allow you to accelerate, aggregate, and compound towards where you want to be or better without the resistance that's created by an attachment to a reality or a certainty that never exists. When we can define our divine direction, we can turn our discipline into devotion. We can change the habit of being an extra miler, going the extra mile every once in a while just to use that as an excuse why we don't get to where we want to be, instead of being an empty miler by every day knowing our what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving in our divine direction, allowing us to align the doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, the meaning of those thoughts into intention, into behaviors that align devotionally in the divine direction. So you're not just disciplined, getting so busy working, you forget to make money. When we make these specific behaviors non-negotiable, assigning time to them each and every day, 7 days a week, whether it be your sleep, your health, your family, your faith, your finance, the study of time, and of course, the study of relativity, we now can measure the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding results, which are equated to our progress, not some attachment to perfection. It allows us not just to quantify and measure it with the assignment of time, but to evaluate whether our daily behaviors that are non-negotiable, because the non-negotiable daily behaviors create 90% of the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding. And we can then decide and elevate our awareness what we're doing and how much time we're assigning to that which interferes with where we want to be or better. We need to start with our what. Personally, giving and receiving. If you know your what, you will turn that nothingness, being a drifter, 98% of the people on earth are drifting, living in nothingness, living their lives like tubes, food in, food out. It will turn that, by knowing your what, in the divine direction, aligning the meaning of the past in that divine direction, into a possibility. Not only is a possibility a mathematic advantage over nothing, but it actually allows you to accelerate, aggregate, and compound your outcomes, because within the context of possibility lies faith, lies hope. So when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be or better, it allows you to have not only a system of success, of wisdom, but the faith to persevere through what you don't understand, the evidence that is contrary to where you want to be. That faith will allow you to accelerate, aggregate, and compound despite the evidence of today. If you want to learn how to start with your what, if you want to increase the number of possibilities in your life, if you want to learn how to assign time as a success system, email me, David means beloved, @D is my first initial, Melt means servant. Let me be that beloved servant. Get the exercises, guides, the replay from today, David@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson today, as success is a system, is understanding how to build our performance grid, a framework of performance. So we have a variable of quantitative analysis that can be improved upon so that we continue to progress, accelerate, aggregate, and compound our outcomes. So our biggest objectives are rarely achieved through one person or one capability. They require multiple areas of our lives, our skills, our knowledge, and our desire. Our capabilities of working together, collaborating, coordinating, and compounding our outcomes. But we must align those capabilities, the skills, knowledge, and desires with what we want. What's doing well, what's stable, what we think we'll be doing well in the future, personally and professionally. If our objective is to become a top performer in a certain subject matter, topic, or expertise, there may be our 8 supporting capabilities, and they should include your non-negotiables: sleep and devotion, health, emotional control, being more interested than interesting, collaboration, coordination of teamwork, consistent, persistent pursuit, skills, knowledge, and desires aligned with what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is doing well according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise that you want to be the top performer at. But in order to be the top performer, you better find someone that's performing better than you and ask them for help and help somebody else that isn't performing as well as you. That's the secret sauce. That's the who. That turns your possibility into a probability, another mathematical advantage. When we know our who could help us and who we could help, it instantly turns that wisdom and faith of possibility into a probability, a mathematical advantage. When we increase the probability of achieving what we desire or better, we now can identify and strengthen those capabilities that are aligned with what's stable, what is doing well, what we think is doing well in the future. And we can give it more resources, more asks, more people above us and below us, allowing us to pull up the chair next to us and someone to pull up the chair next to them. When we're able and capable of placing our primary objective at the center of our performance grid, a grid that determines what's doing well, what's stable, what we think is doing well, aligning the skills, the knowledge, and the desires with the non-negotiable behaviors of our sleep and devotion and health and family and fitness and finance and faith and the study time and relativity concerning emotional control, learning, teamwork, consistency, persistency, technical skills, whatever they may be. At the center of this performance grid is the primary objective, the probability that we desire. We need to identify capabilities that we have and other people have that will be required according to what's stable, what's doing well, and what's not, and not, and what we think is doing well in order to achieve it. We must align that meaning in the divine direction as well. Ask ourselves, what capabilities, if I improve consistently, persistently, every day, an empty miler, you can study Spanish 15 minutes a day and guarantee an A, or you can study 15 hours on a Saturday and not guarantee an A and use it as an excuse why you didn't get the A. If we pick the capabilities that we want to improve and we assign time, attention and intention 7 days a week, we will make achieving our objective significantly more probable. And include recovery and sleep and vacation as a non-negotiable as well. There's no reason to go off the performance grid for 6 weeks, 10 weeks, a year. That just means that you're not living in harmony, that you're not paying attention and giving attention to the things that you need to do to get you there, the health, the family, the sleep, the faith. Notice my top priorities, my top non-negotiables, 90% of my success comes from sleep, health, family, and faith. All those other hours, 12 hours of circumstantial behavior, only provide me 10% of the progress that I get. If you want to learn how to build our performance grid together, putting at the center of it our primary purpose, supported by what's doing well, what's stable and you think is doing well, aligning capabilities, the skills, knowledge, and desires, getting people that knowing our who, turning possibilities into probabilities, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Happy to send my books, the guides and exercises, and the replay of this training, david@dmeltzer.com. Those replays are valuable because there's no way you're picking this up the first time around. If it is sinking in, remember, most of what I'm saying is just intellectual entertainment. If you get the replays, the guides, the exercises, pay attention and intention, study it, you now get exponential results. Third lesson in success is a system. Capabilities are great. Skills, knowledge, and desire is great. But if we don't turn our capabilities and other capabilities, technology capabilities, AI capabilities into behaviors, it won't happen. Because our aligned and assigned behaviors become our results. I was with Nick Saban and I was talking about this equation of success in the success system. What we do say, think, feel, and believe, right? What we think turns to perception, and our perceptions have values, and their values create meaning, and the meaning creates these intentions of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. And it is those intentions aligned with our assigned and divine direction and the meaning of the past that equals our behaviors. And our behaviors are what determine our results. And Nick Saban explained to me that when he started coaching, all he cared about was winning and winning national championships. And it didn't work until he learned to turn capabilities into behaviors. And he started to train behaviors through this results equation. And all he cared about was building 85 champions at Alabama. And those 85 champions win championships. And he started to win championships year after year, turning capabilities into those behaviors that create the results we desire, the championships we desire, or even better. You see, capabilities, skills, knowledge, and desire are still concepts until we transform them into behaviors. You can't practice success, but we can practice the specific behaviors that make success more of your perspective. So you live in nothingness, you're a drifter, you start knowing your what, you become a possibility, you now know your who you can help and who can help you, it's a probability. Now we turn that probability into your perspective by aligning and turning your capabilities into behaviors. You can't practice success, but we can practice the behaviors that make success your perspective, your championships. When we learn these capabilities and how these capabilities align or transform into these behaviors, these things could include reading, asking questions, studying your calendar, looking at values, reviewing your mistakes, processing mistakes and disappointment instead of feeding it, finding mentors, attending training, practicing new skills, finding new knowledge, creating new wisdom, and teaching what we've learned. Reaffirming the what, the who, and the how. Our objective will determine, our divine direction will determine our capabilities. Our capabilities will determine our behaviors, and our behaviors determine our results, or even better. We take the nothingness, living our lives like tubes, into a possibility by knowing our what. Knowing our who turns into a probability. Knowing our how turns capabilities into behaviors that gives us a perspective. And those behaviors will create our reality. When we can create repeatable behaviors through non-negotiable behaviors, which says no matter what happens today, I'm assigning a minimum amount of time, I repeat, minimum amount of time, to the things that I know will support those capabilities: my sleep, my health, my family, my faith, my finance, the study of time and relativity. When we make each of these behaviors, non-negotiable behaviors, specific enough to align and assign time to execute and quantifiably measure it, we now can see progress quantitatively. When we use this framework, from the objectives to capabilities, behavior to consistency of results, we now can transform our capabilities into behaviors. If you want to learn this framework, if you want to turn your probabilities into your perspectives, if you want to align and assign time to your behaviors non-negotiably, email me, your beloved servant. David means beloved. At D, first initial, Meltzer, servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Turn those capabilities into behaviors. The next lesson, inventory. Prioritize and utilize non-negotiable behavior. Not every behavior deserves an equal amount of assigned time of attention and intention. So we need to elevate our awareness of where we are strong and where we are deficient, what we should improve and where other people can help us or technology can help us, specifically AI and virtual assistants and other things that exist today that are alignment of capability and assignment of time quantitatively measured by not only expense, but emotional expense. We may discover that we're technically strong, but inconsistent. That may disguise itself as a weakness, or maybe we're devotional or just disciplined and lacking the relationships, teamwork, collaboration, coordination, and compensation required to accelerate, aggregate, and compound our growth. Not everything is straightforward and not everything deserves equal attention or intention. We need to take inventory. We need to prioritize through the importance, not the urgency, through our capability, and determine the assignment of time to our non-negotiables using this philosophy of now. Because when we do it now and do it next, it's a reality. No longer a nothingness, possibility, probability, or perspective. It is our reality when we learn to prioritize by taking inventory of our strengths and our weaknesses and determine what that actually means. When we prioritize, it's the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. It's impossible to feel overwhelmed when you know what to do now and know what to do next. It is the antidote to procrastination when you know what to do now and know what to do next, and you do it now and do it next. We don't need to do everything ourselves. We need to take inventory, prioritize, and assign time to non-negotiable to understand what we have and align it with what's doing well and stable, what we don't do, what is and think we're going to do well in the future. Determining what we need today, now, and how to access what we're missing. Allowing us to be productive, to provide value and receive it. Allowing us to be accessible to others and accessing what we want. Allowing us to be gracious, to find the light, the love, and the lessons in the non-negotiables and negotiables, the circumstances of every person, place, thing, events, everything that exists. It will allow us to take inventory and understand what our strengths are and our deficiencies are. We can determine what we should improve, what we should delegate, and or what we should ask for help with. We should give more, be given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. So we can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. Instead of living in a zero-sum game, it's time to inventory, prioritize, and create and assign time to our non-negotiables. You need to know your now and know your next so that your perspective becomes your reality. Take inventory of those capabilities, strengths, and weaknesses. Understand technically what strength and weakness are. Prioritize accordingly as an antidote to feeling overwhelmed and procrastination. And finally, assign time quantitatively to non-negotiable behaviors. Make a commitment that I will do this a minimum of 15 minutes a day, 7 days a week. Vacation, health, family, faith, finance, study of time and relativity. If you would like to do it now, if you would like to do it now exercise, inventory, prioritize, and assign time, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. You will get the guides, the exercises, my books, the replay from today, so you actually can study this stuff and practice it instead of thinking that you're actually remembering everything I say. I don't even remember everything I say. I have to study it. I look through the guides, the exercises, and the books that I write to remind, remember, and recollect to the information that exists already so that I can take the nothingness, the drifting in my life, and know my what, a possibility, the who, probability, the how, my perspective, and make it my reality by doing it now. 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do now get done. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson of success is a system. Not only do you need to master our thoughts, but we need to master our response to the reaction of those thoughts. You see, every thought that we have in our mind, we can be disciplined to the natural reaction to that thought. The natural reaction to every single one of your thoughts is to defend yourself, prove yourself, or control it. But there's an emotional response to the natural reaction that's created by the thought. Control your mind, control your life. Control your mind, control your thoughts. Control your mind, control the meaning of those thoughts and perspective of those thoughts. Control the meaning, perspective of those thoughts. You are going to be able to control your intentions. Control your intentions, you will control your behaviors. And if you control your behaviors, you will get the results you desire or better. Through wisdom and faith, of course. Every result begins before the behavior. It begins in the mind because our thoughts begin in our mind, and our thoughts influence our perceptions, our preferences. And those perceptions and preferences influence the meaning that we give those thoughts with those preferences and perspective in mind. And that meaning then influences our intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Those intentions are what fuel our behaviors and actions. So when we respond emotionally to take control, defend, or prove ourselves, we can interfere with this amazing success as a system that we've built. So we need to understand that every thought evokes the need to defend, the need to prove, the need to control, and we respond emotionally with the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. And all of these different things that I just listed out, especially worrying, they create interference between us and our divine direction. We should be categorizing our mind's thoughts and align them in the divine direction by figuring out what we're doing to interfere with the divine direction instead of trying to create a divine direction. So many times we make mistakes, and it just takes one little mistake that triggers a response that's not aligned in the divine direction that interferes with it. And we start assigning time and feeding it instead of processing it and releasing it. One mistake, one little mistake can trigger the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried, or resentful. Those responses, those emotional responses, change our perception, which affects our meaning and our next decision, and turns one difficult moment into an unproductive day, week, month, year, or life. Yikes. When we don't like evidence, right? When we don't like evidence, when we don't like a result, let's trace it backwards. What was the initial thought that was created by my mind? What preference or perception was created by it? What meaning did I give the preference or perception? And what intention was created? What did I do about it? What did I say about it? What further thoughts did I have? What further beliefs did I have or feelings did I have that created what I did, said, think, feel, and believe that then created behaviors aligned with where I wanted to be or better or interfering with it? I can reverse the evidence today, the result of today that is either non-existence or contrary to where I want to be, all the way back through this system of success. And when we do that, when we can reverse engineer our results, we now can make adjustments and prepare for them. So we can use a triple A strategy to master our thoughts and emotional response. A triple A strategy says, I am going to get aligned with my thoughts, perceptions, meaning, and intentions and behavior. The behavior is the action, and prepare for adjustment. Alignment, action, adjustment, alignment, action, adjustment, instead of repeating the pattern. If you're repeating the pattern, you have mental captivity. You're interfering with your potential. If you're repeating the pattern, you are living in insanity. You're doing and thinking and saying and believing and feeling the same thing, expecting a different result. That's not how it works. When we can trace unwanted results back through from behavior to thought, we can then utilize the AAA strategy to take a new alignment, take new action, and prepare for new adjustment. All of it doesn't equal perfection. It just equals progress in alignment with the divine direction by elevating these non-negotiable behaviors that say, no matter what happens today, I'm going to spend time on my sleep, my health, my family, my faith, my finance, and the study of time and relativity. So what do we do when we elevate our awareness to that which is interfering our emotional response with where we want to be or better? We use the stop, the drop, and the roll when our emotional trajectory interferes with where we want to be or better. What is our natural inclination? I'll tell you what it is. It's to resist it, to go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. It's to resist it, to overanalyze it, to outthink it, to outlogic it. I promise you, none of those None of those will allow the release of the emotional response. They'll create more interference. Stop the interference. Just stop and breathe. Drop to center, to ease. Remind yourself, remember, recollect with your source, your God, your inspiration, in your divine direction, and then roll into it. In other words, when your emotional response puts your body, mind, and soul on fire, everybody knows what to do when you're on fire. You got to stop, drop, and roll. You got to ask yourself, where's the light, the love, and the lessons? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this thought, perception, meaning, intention, and behavior? And what am I supposed to learn from this? The ultimate question. That is processing it, not feeding it. That allows us to master our thoughts and emotional responses to use the AAA strategy. And if you'd like to learn to master your thoughts and emotional response using the AAA strategy, the stop, drop, and roll, if you like the replay, the exercises, the guide, so you can have a success system like me, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. The last lesson for today, to understand success as a system, is that we need to build consistency to create persistence through the study of our calendar, the study of time, and adjust to it. If you are not a student of the calendar, if you don't know what a student of the calendar is, remember, a student is someone that does what? Pays attention to and gives intention to. Well, we do say, think, feel, and believe with our time, if it was our calendar, to equal the coincidences of the coinciding of time with inspiration with the infinite. I'll teach student of the calendar, and it takes a long time to practice. I'm still practicing, but most people tell me, I'm a student of my calendar. I look at my calendar every night or every morning. That's paying attention to time. But it's a whole nother story when you're opening up every single planned, unplanned, negotiable, non-negotiable, circumstantial, non-circumstantial, sleep, all of the different things, paid for, unpaid for time, scheduled time and non-time, studying it for the coincidences, the coinciding of what you do say, think, feel, and believe aligned with the 24-hour guarantee of time God has given us, a guarantee that every single day you get 24 hours. Except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. So learn to study time to create consistent, persistent pursuit of your divine direction, your potential. Our time, which is hosted in a calendar, 24 hours, tells the truth about the what, the who, the how, and the now, about our priorities, about what's important. We could tell people what matters to us, but if our time doesn't reflect it, that means our success system isn't aligned with what you do say, think, feel, and believe, especially to others. It's not aligned in your divine direction. This is where the difference between discipline and devotion come. You're so busy working, you can't make money. You're so busy working, you don't spend time with your family. You're so busy working, you don't spend time on your health. But you tell people about your priorities. My family. My health, but you're not sleeping. It's crazy. If we say learning and relationships and health and sleep and revenue generation are our priorities, are essential, but none of those behaviors align with the time or appear in time in your calendar, if you're not utilizing time aligned in the divine, just interfering with it, then there certainly is an energy gap between I am, and this is what I want people to think I am. I'll repeat that. There's an energy gap between I am, and this is what I want people to think I am. There's a gap between what we say we value and what we actually do now, prioritize. Unfortunately, human behavior, human experience, human nature hates two things: consistency, repetitiveness, in other words, and the truth. And the truth is reflected in the attention and intention that we assign time to. 24 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. Going off the grid every single day, vacationing every single day, sleeping every single day, resting, family, faith, all of these things every single day. so that we don't have inconsistency. Because 2 minutes a day equals 2 hours on a Saturday. Motivation is just conditional. Devotion creates consistency. That's discipline in a defined direction, defined by time and assigned to it as well. It is the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential that creates the compounding expansion or growth that we desire or better. We need to study our calendar. We need to pay attention to it. What we're paid for, what we're not paid for, non-time, scheduled time, negotiable time, non-negotiable time, planned, unplanned, sleep. Compare our performance grid to our calendar, and you will be studying it. Make sure you schedule everyday non-negotiable behaviors. Make them the prioritized do it now. Make sure we use a AAA strategy to assign, align, and action and adjustment the execution of what we do each and every day before and after the day. Review what we did well, what we learned, what we missed, what we were responsible to attract, what we learned from the participation in the performance grid so that we can make adjustments and prepare for them to prioritize our now, tomorrow. Being more productive, more accessible, and more gracious with our time. So many people have difficulty measuring progress instead of demanding perfection. We can do this by being a student of the calendar. Out of all the things I teach, daily practices and student of the calendar incorporated in it are the number one thing, the what, the who, the how, the now, and applying our why. The what, the who, the how, and the now, and applying our why. Taking the nothingness to possibility, probability, perspective, and reality, and implying our why with inspiration, with intelligence, intuition, with ease. Because we can measure quantitatively with time, with our calendar, our progress instead of demanding perfection. If you would like to learn more about how to be a student of your calendar, please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. There is a system to success. I have the exercises, guides, and the books to teach you the system of success, to be annoying to you, which means repetitive and honest. We know that our objectives give us direction, but it's the system that creates the possibility, probability, perspective, and reality to achieve it. You need to start with your what. What do you want? Personally, experientially, giving and receiving. Know your who you can help and who can help you. Know your how by utilizing the capabilities and behaviors, the AAA strategy, the framework. Know your now. Learn to take inventory, prioritize, and adjust and apply your why with the stop, drop, and roll, your thoughts, perceptions, meaning, intention, behavior, results. Know your stop, drop, and roll when your mind, body, and soul are on fire. That will build the consistency through being a student of your calendar. Success isn't created by what we occasionally do exceptionally well. It's not created by the extra milers who go the extra mile every once in a while to use that to justify to everybody else why they aren't where they're supposed to be and how unfair it is. Success is created by what we consistently enjoy, persistently enjoy, in alignment with our divine direction and aligning the thoughts, perceptions, meanings, intention, and behavior as well. It's what we consistently do in that alignment and who and what and how and now to become. I'm blessed to work with the greatest athletes, celebrities, entertainers, billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs. And none of the greatest, the goats, depend on one magical habit. They all have built interconnected systems where discipline turns to devotion, devotion of health, of family, of relationships, of learning, of emotional control, of capabilities, skills, knowledge, and desire, and the consistency to reinforce each and every one of these together in their divine direction. Knowing their what, that possibility is created with wisdom and faith. Knowing their who becomes probability through that aligned behavior. Knowing the how creates the perspective that will consistently increase that probability over time. And knowing the now creates a reality. And applying our why gives us the passion, the purpose, and the profitability that keeps us in spirit inspired. We don't just need bigger goals. What we need is a better system. And that system is here for you. And success is a success, is a system. If you would like the replay from today, if you like the exercises, the guides in my book, Let Me Be a Beloved Servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be a beloved servant. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. These are the things that we do in our Strategic Alliance group on Mondays. If you're not part of that group, please reach out to learn more. We have a community of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other and are practicing the system of success together every single Monday. Remember, most importantly, if you want, once again, if you want the replay guys exercise and book, david@dmeltzer.com. But remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.